News. I'm John Scott. The announced resignation of two members of Congress this week could affect the balance of power in the House of Representatives.
California Democrat Eric Swalwell said he will leave Congress after facing sexual misconduct allegations. And a short time later on Monday evening, Republican Tony Gonzalez of Texas announced his retirement after recently admitting to an affair with a staff member who later died by suicide. Given the razor-thin GOP majority in the House, the timing of the Swalwell and Gonzalez departures and who wins the special elections could shift the balance of power. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Trump administration expects to launch its tariff refund system next week.
It's for issuing refunds to American importers for $166 billion the company's paid in tariffs that the U.S. Supreme Court struck down as unlawful. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said that it has completed the development of the initial phase of the refund system that will consolidate refunds so importers will receive one electronic payment rather than processing refunds on an entry-by-entry basis.
That's correspondent Bill Alexander. Lebanon and Israel have held direct diplomatic talks for the first time in decades. That meeting at the State Department came after more than a month of conflict between Israel and the Iran-backed terrorist group Hezbollah. Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar says there's one major topic in the talks with Lebanon.
Israel and Lebanon don't have any major disputes between them. The problem is Hezbollah. And this is the problem we must address.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio called the talks a historic opportunity. Wholesale prices surging last week. The Labor Department reports its producer price index rose 0.5% from February and 4% from March 2025. This is SRN News. Americans support religious freedom.
Much is made of the deep divisions in society on a wide range of issues, but the Beckett Fund reports that when it comes to faith, most of us agree that we and our neighbors should be free. Beckett, which is a Christian legal group, has published a report saying, quote, "Far from being a source of division, religious liberty has the potential to unify the American people around one of our oldest and most ennobling guiding principles." The Supreme Court seems to agree. Several unanimous or near-unanimous decisions have been rendered in recent years on religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
Mason Temple, the church in Memphis where Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his final speech, is getting a facelift. It will be upgraded with a $1.2 million federal grant. That's part of a nearly $18 million package for Memphis projects that are included in the annual congressional appropriations process. This is SRN News. Maryland lawmakers have rejected an effort to redraw the state's congressional map to boost Democrats. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more on the story.
A proposal for a new Maryland congressional map has officially died with the conclusion of the state's legislative session. The Maryland Senate left the bill in a committee, with Democrats who control the chamber concerned it could backfire under judicial review. A new Maryland map with the goal of ousting the state's lone Republican U.S. House member in a heavily blue state was supported by Democratic Governor Wes Moore. Mid-decade redistricting efforts are still set to continue next week in Florida and Virginia. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Virginia voters are set to decide next week on a Democratic-drawn redistricting plan that could boost the party's chances in the U.S. House. Candidates are already lining up to run. More details at srnnews.com.